Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we want to turn our eyes now from Syria and the White House to Wilmington, Delaware, where critics of health care reform held their last of 9 town hall meetings last night. They're intended to drum up support for defunding the Affordable Care Act. Former South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint now leads the conservative Heritage Foundation. They're organizing this campaign. DeMint calls the town halls the best last chance to defund Obamacare, and he spoke to a standing-room-only crowd last night.
You're all packed in here tonight. A lot of people are having to stand up all along the walls, but we did that on purpose. We did. We wanted to simulate what it's going to be like in a doctor's office in about a year or so.
Tanya English is health reporter for WHYY, Here and Now contributor, and was at the Defund Obamacare town hall last night. She joins us from Philly. And Tanya, some laughs, but I'm sure a serious talk, too.
A lot of passion, for sure.
Well, in other cities, a couple hundred people have been showing up to these events. Who are they? Are they all brought there by the Heritage Foundation? Who turns out?
You know, it wasn't a very mixed crowd. These were people who clearly were insiders and on the ground, a lot of them already working to try to derail this law. We saw a few Hawaiian shirts, lots of gray hair, and about every third person that I talked to was a retiree.
Mm-hmm. Well, the defund Obamacare supporters want people to become sentinels. What does that mean? You met one. What do they do?
Yeah, so I met John Emmons. He lives just outside of Philadelphia. He works in manufacturing by day and says he's an activist at night. He has a small Twitter following, about 145 followers. But he says, you know, that's his circle of influence. And the Heritage Action Group is saying, you know, multiply that times the 5,900 sentinels that they have on the ground, and they're trying to make a change.
Well, and as we said, these have been passionate, often large groups that are turning out at these town halls. But do they have a chance of making change? They want to attach their motion to cut funds to Obamacare to the yearly spending bill that keeps government running. What are their leaders saying their chances are?
The leader of the movement, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, says, you know, he's conceded that he does not have the votes to do this. But when I talked to Senator DeMint at the Wilmington town hall, he said, you know, these meetings aren't about politics. Politics always lags behind passion, he said. This is about rallying Americans to pressure their lawmakers.
Well, but we know within the Republican Party, there's been some dissent. We're reading in the Tampa Bay Times after a town hall there. North Carolina Senator Richard Burr saying this is the dumbest idea I've ever heard of. What's the dissent you're hearing?
Yeah, Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey, he's kind of our leading Republican in Pennsylvania. He's always been against the ACA, but he's just not sure that this defunding movement is the right tactic. And I think it really reflects a split about the right way forward to oppose this.
ACA, the Affordable Care Act. Well, they may not be successful in the defund movement. And a recent Kaiser poll shows most Americans don't want to defund Obamacare. But a majority are also unsure about what the law means. And a huge aspect of healthcare reform starts very soon, open enrollment. It starts on October 1st.
Right. That's going to happen. I don't know anyone who says that open enrollment won't happen as scheduled. But there have been administrative delays. Mike Needham, he's CEO of the Heritage Action for America. He says we really just need a timeout on this.
There's a lot that's come out in the last couple of months. That shows that this bill is absolutely not ready for prime time. And so I think that when you have that type of situation, it's prudent to say, well, let's wait till it's ready.
But Tanya English, again, as you said, little doubt that open enrollment will start on October 1st?
Everyone's gearing up. I think it's going to happen.
Tanya English, health reporter for WHYY in Philadelphia. Thank you so much.
Thank you.